streets don't love you back. Stay tuned every Wednesday at 11:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 8:30 Pacific, with your hosts, Floyd and Lucinda, for the hottest talk show in existence. The streets don't love you back.
Good evening, and welcome to the Streets Don't Love You Back radio show. I'm your host, Lucinda, with my co-host, Boyd. And our topic is, as always, The Streets Don't Love You Back. Join us every Wednesday night with real people, real stories, and real changes. As we hear the truth about gangs, drugs, violence, abuse, and other life issues. We have a great show for you tonight, so stay tuned in to the hottest radio show worldwide. Welcome, everybody. Tonight, our guest is none other than Daz Dillinger. He's an American rapper and record producer. In the 1990s at Death Row Records, he aided the catapult of West Coast rap and gangster rap into the mainstream. He is one half of the rap duo, The Dog Pound, along with Corrupt. Daz learned production from Dr. Dre in working on Dre's solo album, The Chronic, in 1992. Daz did more on Snoop Dogg's debut solo album, Doggy Style, in 1993, and he secured his production standing on Tupac's All Eyes on Me in 1996. Leaving Death Row around 2000, Daz has focused on his own releases through his DPG Records. Stay tuned, and we're going to hear what he's working on now. Let me welcome my co-host, Rob, to the show.
Hey, ladies and gentlemen. And we just want to first give my main man, Daz, his flowers while he's living. To me and a lot of other people, Daz, one of the greatest music producers ever lived. He don't get that recognition like he should, but I think he should get that recognition, and people should recognize that around the world. He done produced some of the biggest albums in the game that's legendary and classic. And also I want to thank my main man, Papa Snoop, for putting this interview together, and want to thank our godmother, Beverly Broaddus Green, for introducing us to Daz, Corrupt, and Snoop in 2015. And with that being said, we're going to bring the main man himself right on the air. What's up, Daz?
What's up with it?
Hey, man, you know it's all love, man. Break it down to the people. What's happening with you, Daz?
Man, you know, new music, you know, just touring and, you know, getting the catalog and just spreading it out and reconstructing business and doing construction. You know, Cousin Jeff and Papa Snoop, and, you know what I'm saying, and just doing construction now, you know what I'm saying? Because one thing about life is everybody need a place to stay.
My man, you know, and that's what I want to talk to you about right now, Daz, and we'll get into some other things later. But let the viewers know what Daz Dillinger is doing now, him and his people, Jeff, Papa Snoop, with your real estate thing and the land thing. Let the people know what's happening with that.
I'm going to let my partner, Jeff. Jeff, this is Jeff, Big Jeff right here, Colonel
hey,
Jeff.
Good evening. How you doing?
Hey, Jeff, how you feeling, brother?
Good. Basically, we want to start out with basically that, you know, we had a vision that we're looking at long-term. We're approaching 50 in our midlife, and we're trying to develop a platform and a program where we can take our life experiences from where we come from the 80s, the 90s, back on in the 70s, and apply everything that we've learned to have an effect on the community as we can as a whole. So collectively, through our brainstorming, we decided that real estate, purchasing land, investing, getting houses, rehabbing them, building homes from ground up. We felt like that would give us long-term capability due to the fact that we will be using a lot of employment of young men in the construction field and allowing them to understand how a home is built. How do you go about doing the basic things if your toilet doesn't flush? If you need a light, change that, because there's a shortage of black general contractors around the globe. And what you're going to find out, the construction market, that's probably $15, $20 billion a year industry, is probably represented at a very small number when it comes to black general contractors. And we see that we can have an impact. So we're taking the early stages of planning and now in the phase of executing, and hopefully we'll be in the phase of providing some things to show in the near future.
All right, that sounds awesome. Like a winner, Jeff. And I seen about a couple of weeks ago when you and Dash was putting up some clips on Instagram about some land that y'all want to do a certain thing on with the 11 some acres. Speak on that a little bit to the viewers so they can get a grasp of what's happening with that.
You know, like arena somewhere we can throw our own events and, you know, continue to make money with different events, basketball, community events, and all that. So, you know.
Right, and I heard you're looking for investors as well, you and Jeff Dash. So if someone wanted to reach out to you and Jeff on this situation, how would they email you or reach out to you to say, hey, I want to be a part of that?
Just hit me on the DM or hit Cody and Jeff on the DM, and we're going to get right back with you ASAP. You know what I'm saying? And just
my man.
Creating new avenues and, you know what I'm saying, exploring, doing something that we, you know, out the norm.
And that's what I like to hear, you know, Daz, because you've been in the music game so long, and now you over here with developing construction companies, getting land in the process of all this. And like your partner Jeff said, you got the house thing going on. And what advice would you give some of these young rappers and young lady rappers that's coming up that's thinking it's just all about we going to do this music and ain't nothing else going to jump off? What advice would you give them from the lessons you learned, Dad?
Just be wise. You got to be wise with your thinking. Got to be, if you're thinking hard, think again. You know what I mean? And see how you're living and, you know, rent and owning your house, mortgages, and see what the difference is of that for longevity. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, first of all, pay your motherfucking tax.
My man, I say that again. Yeah, say that again for the people in the back can hear you, Dad.
Yeah, pay your taxes, because if you don't, then you're going to be slumped over in the corner wishing you don't.
My man.
You better understand
man.
Your contracts as well. If you don't understand your contract, you might get screwed.
Yeah, you know, that's why you got to be independent. You make your own destiny.
That's right.
And that's what another thing that I liked it about how you moved after you learned your lesson in that music game, how you understood how important ownership was and being independent was, you know. Let's speak on that just a little taste. When you didn't know too much about the business and the music aspect, what was you thinking about at that time, Dash, when you didn't know about Dash should get this part of the money and Dash should get that part of the money? How did you even grasp to that when you learned the game?
I learned the game kind of early, you know what I'm saying, from doing a lot of music. And then, you know, we always do splits on the song. So that's how I knew about splits and, you know, that and that. But, you know, we were signed to a record label. And it's just about ownership later on. After you finish doing that, then you start making your own destiny. And then you double back with a law called the copyright reversion law. After 35 years, you get your music back, everything that you produced or anything like that. So, but some people don't make it to see 35 years, like Tupac, a lot of upcoming rappers, you know what I'm saying? So And the other wing thing I tell you to do is stay out the way. Don't get caught up.
My man. Now, some of your biggest hits that you produced with Tupac, some of them. Let's talk about that a little bit, Dad. How was that working with Tupac and putting them classic beats together? How was that studio session?
You know, smoky, early in the morning. You know, me and him, we both Gemini, so, you know, we hang out. I'm an early Gemini, a late Gemini, but we hung out and, you know, vibe and early bird, get the music, you know, in the morning. Because in the daytime, I'm going to bed, you know, I'm blowed out. So he's just coming up with great music, and, you know, he was so quick on the pen, it taught all of us how to craft our style a little different, you know what I'm saying?
Right, right,
so he was
man. Go ahead, Dad.
Now, he was a great individual. We learned a lot from Tupac, you know what I'm saying, from our work ethics and, you know what I'm saying, going there and pin that thing real quick and serious, and it's just about rhyming is really just conversating, telling how you feel on paper or freestyle.
My man. Now, besides Tupac, Dad, what's some of the other biggest hits that you created? Because I know you done did a lot, you know. What's some of your biggest other hits?
I mean, you know, Too Short, Trick Daddy, T.I., a lot of people been sampling the music, so, you know, like Jeezy, T. Grizzly, you know, the list goes on. Method Man, Red Man, you know, Meek Mills. I got a list of, I got Fat Joe. Man, I got a list of people, man. You know, my catalog is very long, longer than a yellow brick road.
My man, and that's a great look right there, man. You know,
come on in,
so,
eat on down the road.
My man, I'm glad to hear that.
Yeah.
So my man, Papa Snoop, how you feeling over there, Pop?
What's up, Rob?
How you doing, yeah, man? You know what I mean? Once again, man, thanks for putting this interview together, you know, with Dash and Jeff, man. And what would you like to say to the people, Pop?
Man, I'm just saying, man, that me and Dash and Dennis thing in the music business. Jeff retired from the military. Got my girl from Azusa. She made the pit stop. And, you know, I'm retired and everything, man. But let me say this, man. I've been with Dash and through the whole career from day one. And they didn't have shit. Nothing. No car. No nothing, okay? And my thing is like this. Dad's my nephew, but like Sim said, he's the problem. You might as well say you got two sons. So Dad's a billionaire more than I do. But that being said, all those guys back in the day, Rob, Dr. Dre, I came up with him. I could have walked away from the gang, but I didn't because I've been around music my entire life. But I'm proud of all of them, man. They went from being young and all kinds of, I don't want to talk all kinds of shit they did back in the day, but I was there for it, and I'm glad I was, man, because now I got a story for my book, Lieutenant, when I come to Arizona. I'm going to have one hell of a
That's
book
right.
for you.
That's okay, right.
So,
I can't wait.
Yeah, so at the end of the day, Rob, like I said, it's been a 33-year ride. I'm chilling the game, Rob. And my main thing right now, Rob, I'm waiting on one thing. And can I see it on radio? I just keep my mouth closed.
Hey, you can go ahead, Pop, because the wife already putting the flyer together, so you can go ahead and speak on it.
White boy Rick. You from the east side of Detroit? I'm from the east side. I live on the east side. And we live from the same people. But I go back in the day when I first moved to Detroit in 85. I moved on the west side and I think 87, yeah. And I didn't realize that the Carrier Boys, because me and Dad's watched this thing about Detroit all the time, Miles Rider Rick, I didn't realize the real players was from the east side. I had worked on 8 Mile Living Noise on the west side. Yeah. Long Beach, though. It's just a difference.
That was
drugs. That's right, right? Hey, Rob, that's a difference. That's Long Beach. Y'all was Beach Boys. That's my foot soldiers.
Hey,
Jimmy
man,
Rock.
It's all love, man. It's all
yeah,
love,
that being
man,
said,
for
man,
sure, you know?
Yeah, that being said, Rob, like I said, I wouldn't do whiteboard records. I cannot wait to go back on the east side, man, walk down memory lane. I leave right there.
My man. Well, you know, we appreciating that Pop going to be on Trapped in the Hood, episode 8. We're going to go back home to my hometown, and we're going to reminisce through the east side where Pop was at and where I come up at. So episode 8 is going to be real good. Trapped in the Hood 1 through 7 is available on YouTube, and we done won so many film festivals around the world now in several countries and here. So we definitely are grateful of how God's moving with that, you know. And with that being said, we're going to go back to our main man, Dash, you know. Dash, speak on that again as far as your construction, you and Jeff, and tell the people how to get back at you if they want to invest in what you got going on.
Yo, what's up? This is Dad Dilly right here. Check out my partner Jeff right here. He's going to kick some game for you. Holla.
Basically, on the long-term process of the construction, we're in the planning phase. If you have a strong interest, serious inquiries only, DM, make contact. We get you the information that's needed because the information will be disseminated to those on an only-need basis only. And the goal is basically that eventually, in the next 24 months, we plan to build anywhere from 6 to 8 homes, single-family homes, duplexes, and we're also looking to maybe build a 48-unit complex. And most of these properties are in proximity of 20 minutes to the Atlanta airport. And what's happening in that area is due to the large, vast downtown Atlanta, with new construction, they're now having most of those people to move on the outskirts of the city, and affordable homes is becoming a challenge due to the fact that Atlanta has a lot of major events coming in the near future, like the soccer, the FIFA, coming in 2026, and I think as that becomes more like an international event even more, the demand for small single-family homes, affordable homes, is our primary focus so that we can try to provide some kids in middle school, high school, some job training opportunities, some community service time, and try to get more kids involved into considering the construction field and at least give them an opportunity to explain it or understand it and try to, you know, get hands-on. And our goal is really to look at it from a standpoint from licensing, from bidding on the job to turning the soil, cutting the tree down, doing everything until you get the key to open the door. And also we're looking at long-term financial stability for the next 30 to 40 years where this income will continue to grow and it should be generation wealth for the kids and in the family due to the fact that you can't make no more land. So what we did back was is we acquired land first, and now we're looking at the ways to move forward. And we're in the planning phase right now. And once we come out of the planning phase and we look at the specific rules and the regulations and zoning requirements, and once we meet all of those criteria and we get a final set of drawings, then we will flip the switch and, you know, start the construction. And again, the goal is to work in an area of single-family homes for affordable. We're not going to try to charge no more than $1,000, $1,200 a month, something that's affordable and something that's still new construction so that some people may or may not ever get that opportunity. So that's one of the ways where we see we will be adding value back into the community, and we also will be making a difference because of, in most cases, if you go to some of these neighborhoods, you don't see contractors out there building every day. Most contractors are building for larger projects and projects that are most times unaffordable to the people in certain geographical zip codes. And areas that we focus on is like 99.9% free lunch. Those are the areas that we try to work in and try to give some of those kids an opportunity, and we're going to try to build some homes and try to be active in the community as much as possible
without trying to get killed.
Right.
My man. That sounds like a definitely good winner right there, Jeff, at what you and Daz got going on, man, because we need more of that in our communities across the country. And glad you all starting right there in Atlanta, because a lot of these youngsters, they don't know nothing about building or construction. A lot of them just know about where they come from in the streets, and nobody's teaching them nothing. So you have to know both sides of the coin. Right and wrong, and get focused on some things. So we commend you both for doing that down there, man. And I'm going to go to my missus and ask her, do you need to ask Jeff and Daz anything?
I was just going to mention to Jeff and Daz, don't forget the men coming out of prison. A lot of them been in there for, simple drug offenses, nonviolent offenders. And they've been in prison for a while, and they're coming home, and they need to learn these trades so that they can work and not go back. We're trying to end that cycle of sending people to prison. But if they come back and they don't have these skills and learn these trades, they're going to end up back in the same situation. So, maybe a reentry program that you guys might even be able to get a grant for to help these men to learn these trades and help you with, all your construction. That would be awesome.
Yes, that is a goal, to have those transitional programs to where we can hopefully they can start reaching out to us as we work with the leaders. They can reach out to us and we can start the dialogue, and they can start, getting information, reading. And if they want to come out, for example, we have areas like we do roof jobs, we do installation, we do electrical work, we paint, we do drywall, we do windows. We do HVAC, we do plumbing, we do counter cabinets, we do doors, we do landscaping, we do basically any type of construction.
Amazing, yeah.
Any type of construction. Absolutely. That's needed, and we're trying to make it so that the homeowners can also understand the process. If you have to do an addition to your room, your home, or you need a deck, in some cases we may not do the job for you, but we want to make sure that you get the best quality job for the money that you're going to spend. And we also want to make sure that we let the community provide some job opportunities. Some of the jobs that we have are just labor jobs. They don't require skill. But like if you want to be a plumber, then you're going to have to work toward a license. If you want to do HVAC, then you're going to have a license, because those skill sets, you can work as a labor, but before any permits or license, anything will take place, you have to be licensed. But all of those trades have entry-level opportunities for anyone that has the right attitude and someone that wants to learn. So attitude will get you in the right place, and if you're willing, with the support that we can put around you, you can be successful, because I'm also thinking some of those people are going to need a place to live when they come out. So
yeah,
we're looking at some homes, like 1,000-square-foot tiny homes. So we're looking at some different alternatives where we can increase the number of homes that we put in a particular area, because they're now giving some modifications where you can build, a tiny house once we sort through all the different zoning requirements.
Absolutely.
Right.
I think that's
definitely good right there,
yeah.
Joe. Yeah,
we
can definitely help.
A couple of questions.
Go ahead.
So, Daz, I wanted to know, through your music career up to now, who was your biggest supporter, and who's the one that would put you in your place and tell you the truth?
Papa Snoop, my mama.
Rest in peace to mama, your mama.
Yeah, definitely.
And what was the biggest life lesson that you could say that you learned through all of it?
Having patience. Patience is a virtue.
Yes, it is.
But you got patience, you can live through anything. You have to learn to get to that. So patience, trust, love, and God.
Absolutely. Well, we're proud of you, and I'm really glad to see that you're out doing what you're doing. It truly is. All about having fun, but being self-reliant, because we really can't depend on a lot of other people. We have to make our own way in this world, and the way things are, it's been pretty tough. But we're proud of you for moving forward, and I like to see your videos of you and your bobcat and cleaning your property and just doing you. I think that's cool.
Oh, yeah, for sure. I appreciate it.
Yeah, man, and I just want to say to Das and Jeff, too, we can help in that one field with the inmates coming back to society when that's ready, because our program, the Streets Don't Love You Back Life Skill Intervention Program, is in 168 prisons around the country. And we back that program with our own money. And we've been doing that for 13 straight years. And we in a whole lot of prisons in California as well. So it's a lot of inmates we deal with that's former gang members, still gang members. And I keep close in touch with all of them on JPay. And we've been doing a lot of good things. They teach our program in the prison system. And we also deal with the Lifers Association in the prison system. So we've been doing that a very long time. And we just want to connect with people that's about helping those that's coming back to society too. So we commend you and Das for rocking with that too, man, you know?
Long time, man. Appreciate that.
Always love, man. So any shout outs you Jeff or Papa Snoop like to give, Das? We appreciate this interview, man.
Oh, man, it's all good. Keep God in your life. Keep him first. Make it to the end of the year. It's almost here, baby.
Yeah, keep on pushing, man.
Halloween coming. Stay in the house. These motherfuckers are going crazy out here. It ain't nothing but the kids.
Real.
Safety is always in season. And I think, you know, Das has a good vision, good platform. And I think the collaboration of the energy and the positive environment and with Papa Snoot and guidance. So you got 70, 60, and 50. So you got over 50 years of experience of trying to package something up so we can at least prepare the next generation and enable those of a better situation than yesterday. So that's what we're building, a better tomorrow.
My man, Jeff, you know. Any last shout outs for you, Papa Snoop?
Yeah, man, I want to say hello. I want to give a shout out to Detroit Eastside, Houston, Whittier, Yorkshire, White Hill Street. And I want to give a shout out to my whole family, my family Snoop, my grandkids, sisters, brothers, my entire family, period.
That's what it is, man. So, hey, once again, man, we appreciate you, Das, and Jeff, and coming on the show. Y'all have a great day, man, and one love, and peace out, man. God bless.
Hey, Rob, okay, dude.
All right, for sure, man. I appreciate the love.
Thank you.
All right, all day.
Right. Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.